Okay, let's get going on Unit 11. This is Lesson 1. We'll discuss the budget deficit and we'll define the definition of it. So let's look at the government deficit and let's define it, right? It's the difference between government outlays and government revenues, right? So what are they spending and what are they bringing in? Inflows and outflows are part of the circular flow of income. Revenues flow to the government when it imposes taxes on households and firms, and when it collects money through various other fees. For our purposes here, we do not need to distinguish all the different kinds of taxes, and we do not worry about whether they are paid by firms or by households. All that matters is that in the end, some of the income generated by the economy flows to the government. So money flows out in the form of government purchases of goods and services and government transfers. Government purchases include things like roads, street lamps, schools, and military defense. They also include wage payments for government employees. That is the purchase of the services of teachers, soldiers, and civil servants. Now, outlays occur when the government gives money to households. These are called transfer payments, or transfers for short. Examples include unemployment insurance, Social Security payments, Medicare payments. Transfers include the interest payments of the government on its outstanding obligations. The outlays of the government and its revenues are not always equal. The difference between government purchases and transfers and government revenues represents a government deficit, as set out in the following definition. Government deficit equals outlays minus revenues. So obviously the outlays are greater than the revenues, so therefore the government will hold a deficit. This means that the government purchases plus transfers is greater than the tax revenues. So then we look at government purchases minus tax revenues minus transfers, and then government purchases minus net taxes. This will all give you whether the government will be operating in a government deficit. Often we find it useful to group taxes and transfers together as net taxes and separate out government purchases, as in the last line of our definition. When outflows are less than inflows, then we say there's a government surplus. In other words, a positive government surplus and a negative government surplus is the same thing as a positive government deficit. Government surplus equals a negative government deficit. So there are ways to make sure that we impact the deficit by ensuring that, through our transfers and we have an ability to create and offset the government deficit in the future. A government surplus is sometimes called government savings. When the government runs a deficit, borrowing from the financial markets funds each spending. When the government runs a surplus, these funds flow into the financial markets and are available for firms to borrow. So once the government disperses the cash out, it goes into the financial markets, goes into banks and financial institutions, and they're able to lend out that cash.